Good afternoon, Andrea. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Kathy?
Very good, thank you. And I'm joined in studio by Gilly Apter. She's an incredibly well-known South African comedian.
I'm not incredibly well-known, but we're trying to change that.
Of course you are,
Andrea. We're trying to change that.
Okay, so people know you because of what you've done.
Well, then,
because often you've done it for other
people. Know me very well. What I'm trying to do is get a lot of people to know me a little. It's just slightly different, but it's fine. We're going to get there.
So, Gilly, listen, we'll be in touch and we'll talk because I have a show, a very popular show. I mean, the country literally stops every Thursday morning from 7 to 8.
Incredible. That's the kind of fame I'm talking about.
Israel News Talk Radio called Pull Up a Chair. So I think you absolutely, just by being my friend, promising you would be my friend, you have merited an interview, okay?
No problem. I hand out friendship like hotcakes.
I'm taking Bibby off the show. Bibby's not coming on. You're coming on, Gilly Apter.
We don't need Bibby. We don't need him. This is perfect. I'll take responsibility for any and all political changes after that.
Exactly. Political turmoil.
Yes.
Because Gilly Apter was, Gilly will have fun. Okay.
I'm very excited.
Andrea, I learned actually from you that your home is between two Arab villages.
You know, I say that and it was, it's not inaccurate. I live in, some call it East Jerusalem, call it Southern Jerusalem. I'm in the southernmost tip of Jerusalem before we hit the suburbs. I think there's one town, Har Choma, which is a relatively new community, which is a tad more south to me. But I live in Armon HaNatziv, and very often you tell people you live in Armon HaNatziv, and they raise their eyebrows and they think that either you're impoverished, which that's okay, that works, or that you're crazy or you're radical or you can't read a map. And none of this was true because I just loved Armon HaNatziv. It just seemed to be Amcha. You know, it was really the people of Israel. It's an old community. And only after I was living here for a long time, and you go Thursday afternoon to the bank and you can't find anyone to speak either English or Hebrew with you, you say, maybe this is not really as Israel-centric as I thought. I mean, our supermarkets. And I thought that I lived in Jerusalem, but I do live in Jerusalem, but we are squished. Mamish squished between, oh, someone's at the door, but I have somebody helping me. We are squished between the villages of Tzor Bahar and Jabal Makaba, made famous by the 2014 Harnof massacre. The rocket scientists, you know,
yeah,
came from there. So I'm there and I didn't realize it. And when I look out my kitchen window, you don't see so many Jews jogging as you see Arabs jogging.
It's such a beautiful area. And I'll tell you how I know it is that my son used to live there. My son had an apartment there and, it's in this valley.
The way you made it sound, Kathy, is like that Andrea lives in a house on her own and it's the only house there in this valley between these two Arab villages. That's how it sounds. That's
very
how you made it
not,
sound in my
very
head.
Very much not. But I look out my window and I look over the valley that Kathy's
beautiful.
Describing.
Oh, wow.
And I look over the valley and
you see the minarets.
It's
beautiful.
I see Herodian. We look at the Arab villages. We see the minarets.
Wow.
And we also see Ramat Shlomo and we see the, it's just very, very beautiful. It really is a magnificent landscape that is indigenous to Eretz Yisrael. And the reality is that Eretz Yisrael has Arabs living here. And I live between these two villages and it's very interesting. Bus rides are very interesting and supermarket shopping is interesting and it's good.
Yeah. Andrea, I wanted to ask you, there was an Israeli couple, an elderly Israeli couple that were stabbed there recently. I think it was last week.
Mm-hmm. The Kaduri family. They live right behind me.
Okay. So how has the neighborhood reacted?
Has
there been a reaction?
The newcomers were all, you know, terrified. Terrified. Oh my gosh. You know, it's very funny here. Armon HaNatziv. I knew right away that it was an inside job. They are old timers and apparently I'm not even sure if it was an inside job. It was somebody who worked in the building who knew them. That's who's been arrested. And, I don't have more of the report than that.
Yeah.
The neighborhood is a safe neighborhood. It's a lovely neighborhood. We have to lock our doors because we're surrounded by people who are not so happy living in the same country as us. The neighborhood doesn't pose as much of a problem as the country.
Mm-hmm. So interesting. I mean, in South Africa, we lock our doors too.
I'm sorry, I'm jumping in. Who said, "Oh my gosh, there was a murder here. Can I go stand at the bus stop?" And it's fine.
So interesting. In South Africa, we actually lock our doors too. And it's not because other people don't want to share the country with us.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just reasonable to lock the door.
Beautiful. I live, it's very funny. I happen to be the only Jew I know. Again, I'm laughing. It's like, oh,
I thought that was the whole sentence. I happen to be the only Jew I know.
No, I'm not the only Jew I know. I know about four or five here. But I actually went to a Christmas party at the UN. There's a magnificent UN premises that most Israelis wish would leave the country. And I do too. But having said that, they throw a great Christmas party. And I danced with men. I was wearing a ball gown, like the only ball gown in the country. They pass it around to all the women. And I danced with like men. You know, gorgeous, handsome soldiers from Ireland wearing like epaulets, you know, the things hanging off the shoulders.
That was shocking, terrible.
It was, yeah. And as long as I kept my mouth shut, they didn't know I was from New York, so it was good. But the food, I couldn't eat anything. Only the UN can manage in a country with the most incredible vineyards and the most incredible dairy. They made like this completely trefa feast. I mean, you could have served kosher wine, celebrated Israel, but they were like so anti-Israel. They imported the wine.
Wow.
I don't know where it cost them from. I don't know, Larnaca somewhere.
They really wanted to commit to Christmas.
Yeah, right. But anyway, and with the trees, I mean, I hadn't seen a Christmas tree in like decades. It was so much fun. I dressed up dark, you know, I wore like, you know, red satin, like arf arf. Hello, Manhattan.
That sounds good. I'm coming next year.
Yeah, yeah. I won't get invited again. I happen to have known. I knew a family.
Andrea, you messed it up for all the rest of us, man.
Yeah, right. I'm telling you, you're not invited.
Yeah. Andrea, thank you so much.
That's what it is. To live here is just, it's great. It's fun. Every day you know you're alive. It's vibrant. Yeah, it's the stuff you read about in the newspapers, but that's not what makes life. It's the nuance. It's the fire. It's the verve. It's the compassion. Do I have another minute?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. A friend of mine just sent me something today. I absolutely loved it. And it was somebody had seen a soldier was sitting on the bus, and he got up. A Haredi woman walked on the bus. And you know the newspapers blow up the animosity between the soldiers and the Haredim. Well, of course, that must be the heartbeat of Israel. And this is not the reality. And it was a soldier was sitting, this Haredi, and he got up, and he said, "Please sit. You look like you've worked hard all day." And she turned to him, and she turned to him and she said, "No, don't get up for me. You've worked so hard today protecting us." And then another guy, a completely secular guy with earrings and piercings and, you know, probably a mohawk or a mullet, got up and he said, "I don't want to see the two of you fighting. You both do your job. You both should sit."
And then everybody was like, "You sit. No, you sit. No, you sit. And you get a chair. You get a chair." And then they're like, "Bus driver, stop driving. You work again." And then nobody worked.
But it was exactly that these are what, you know, the world wants to sit and look and say, but they come from such dissonant places. And it's not true. Every one of us who, when the screaming stops, sadly, Israel is really Am Echad Lev Echad, one country, one heart, when we're under crisis. But it's these moments when you're on the bus and you're not in a crisis. You're in a crisis because he's a crummy driver, but you're not in a crisis. And then the love comes out. Because it really is an us against them mentality, but it's not angry. It's real. You know, somebody will, if your child is not dressed properly, somebody on that bus will tell you, and you won't yell at them. You'll say, "Thank you. You want to come over for Shabbos?" And they say, "Okay."
And that's how
it is.
That is how it is. Thank you so much. And, it's important because you know what, Andrea, when we speak to you, you also bring the sense of what it's really like on the ground, because often news will not represent that. And I think it's important to have this conversation.
I appreciate this opportunity, Kathy. This opportunity is critical, and I'm truly, truly grateful, because you're right. The newspapers are not giving you the story. They're giving you a blip that suits them. But you know what? It's vibrant, it's real, and it's ours. And it's fun. Kooky, but it's fun. Most of the time.
And we say Shabbat Shalom to you, and we'll catch you next week.
Shabbat Shalom, Mivorach, and eat hearty, love hearty, laugh hearty, and I'll speak to you next week.
Please God. Thanks, Andrea.
Bye.
Bye.